This podcast is brought to you by Audible. Visit audibletrial.com/CSR to download your free audiobook. Again, that's audibletrial.com/CSR for a free audiobook.
And by The Country Squire. Visit thecountrysquireonline.com to discover custom pipes, handcrafted blends, and unparalleled customer service. TheCountrySquireOnline.com.
We thank them for their support of this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD.
Hey, Bo. Good evening, man.
Man, good evening to you, sir. How are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing really good. We're live from the Squire tonight.
Yes,
which
sir.
Which is a lot of fun. Kind of an impromptu thing.
Yeah,
we're just, let's do it. It'd be a lot of fun.
You know, for those of you who have been with us long enough, I guess it was a couple months ago, we had our 100th episode, and we kind of shook things up a little bit and actually did our 100th episode actually from the Squire itself.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we thought tonight, let's try to do it again. And, you know, we've talked about wanting to do it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just because it is such a cool location. You can actually smoke your pipe, which is a beautiful thing.
I'm puffing my pipe right now.
Yeah. Once I get a little bit more comfortable in this not my studio space, maybe I'll be able to smoke a pipe too.
Absolutely.
But in the interim, man, I'm really excited to actually be here, to be where the magic happens. And so if quality goes a little different than normal, that's why. We're not in the normal studio, but you know, let's see how it goes. And we're really hoping to get some of your feedback. If you actually like the shows where we're actually in the Squire a little bit more, let us know that, so you know, we can kind of adjust the show to your
absolutely
liking accordingly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We've actually got a listener who I have wanted to give a shout out to several weeks in a row, but I keep on forgetting. Not forgetting, but just haven't gotten the right credentials. And finally, I was able to kind of validate this. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we got a message in from listener Paul, who's up in New York. Now, he's written into the show before, but he's got a YouTube channel. And I mean, man, he made us this wonderful video, just really just praising the show, mm-hmm. talking about how much he loves listening to it. And so, you know, we actually shared that out on the Facebook page, but I did want to give him a shout out on the show and just say, Paul, man, we really appreciate that. And if you haven't gotten a chance to actually listen or watch his YouTube channel, we'll repost out the video this week so that you get a chance to listen to it and see it. And, you know, it's always a little weird when people talk about us.
Hey, we still have trouble getting used to it, I guess. It's kind of funny. Like, it happens now, but
yeah.
And it's a thing. It's regular, but, you know, it's just you and me, man.
Well, you know, it's crazy. A local blog did an interview with me about Podasteri and Satchel and some different things, and it was interesting. It was a wonderful, wonderful article, but just sitting there reading about myself was kind of like, this feels weird. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, man, it's great. We really do appreciate Paul, and man, be sure to check out his his material, because he puts a lot of work into it.
Yeah, man, we're pulling for you, Paul.
We're pulling for you, baby.
Get a good pipe smoking roll. That's what we want you to get.
Yeah.
Or whatever role you get, make it a pipe smoking role. That's really what we need to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. So big thanks to Paul. You know, we've also want to make mention of the fact that, you know, we've been doing our pipe culture series, and I think probably about four or five times in the last couple of weeks, I've mentioned that we're going to reopen that series because we've got a lot of good stuff to talk about there. And tonight's no different. We've got that coming up. And so be thinking about that. We're looking forward to getting some
emails.
Are we
going to reopen that series?
And you know what?
We're going to reopen that series.
We are absolutely going to reopen. There's so much I want to accomplish with that. It's just that we've had so much going on.
Yeah.
We've had events. We've had guests. We've had such great things to talk about.
And a lot of more exciting things coming up in the near future.
Oh, big time, man. Mm-hmm. Even next week, we hope to have a guest on with us, mm-hmm. which I need to tell you more about that. But it's who we talked about. So, but yeah, man. So some good stuff coming down the pipeline, if you will. And then
waka waka.
Of course, in the shop that we are currently recording live from right now, there will be a big event coming up in the next coming days and weeks. Long smoke competition.
Man, so excited. Yeah,
where is it? Where's the blend?
What's that?
The one.
Yeah, the blend is actually in that round jar right behind your that one. Yeah. We are having the second annual Jackson Pipe Night and Long Smoke Competition here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Ooh.
Yeah, man, it's really tasty. It's funny. Bo is currently smelling this blend specifically put together for the Long Smoke Competition. And, you know, it's funny. When you're doing a Long Smoke Competition, you know, it's one of these things, if you're not familiar, you know, you get you get a couple matches, you got everyone strikes their matches at the same time, you got to, you know, get your pipe lit at the same time, and then you see who keeps their pipe lit the longest.
Right,
and
right.
So, the challenge as the person organizing this thing is, okay, let's come up with a tobacco that won't offend anyone.
Right. They're gonna try to smoke this as long as it can. It better taste good.
Well, it better taste good, but also you've got to, I mean, we're talking about a variety of palates here. So, if you're someone that likes, smoking maple syrup, then, you have to cater to them. But if you're someone that likes smoking, the tar off the freeway, then, you have to cater to them too. So,
right.
So it was this balance. And so I came up with the most... basic, just kind of, simple Virginia Burley blend I could think of. And I was like, this doesn't have any flavor. It'll be perfect. But what's funny is, as people have been practicing for the long smoke competition, they've been coming in and buying this tobacco and getting it and having me weigh out 3 grams for them and all that. And, people are in love with it.
Yeah.
Like, people love this tobacco. And so it's right now it's just the 2015, long smoke competition blend. And so it's,
There's a name that you've been kicking around.
Yeah, yeah.
We've discussed.
So, should I reveal the name?
No.
Okay, we're gonna wait.
There's the name, it depends on events. It
depends on the outcome of the actual competition.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
So we gotta see what happens. But
if that occurs, then I think it could have some real legs and be
so.
A lot of fun.
So. I'm looking forward. Hopefully you'll measure out a couple ounces for the correct. What, how much is it for?
It's 3 grams.
3 grams.
Which is basically a medium pipe bowl full.
Okay.
And last year, it's funny, we did a tobacco here at the Squire called Meriwether. Meriwether is just a real clean Virginia blend, real simple.
It screwed me over.
You would hate Meriwether for a variety of reasons.
That's delicious, but I hate it.
But I hate it because it got me in trouble for an entire year.
Might as well call it Lancaster.
Right.
They're in league together. That's all I'm saying.
But for some reason, that tobacco, Meriwether, real clean Virginia blend, love it to pieces. But a lot of folks, were able to get over an hour. Our winner last year was an hour and 13 minutes on Meriwether. This year, all the practice times I've seen have been somewhere in that kind of, the biggest practice times anyway, have been in that 40 to kind of 55 minute range, right in there. So actually, funny enough, Tim the Apprentice practiced today on it and got 57 minutes. And I was The Apprentice. I was really proud of him. But the funny thing is,
he's becoming Tim the Journeyman very quickly.
Well, that's fair. But the thing is, he's not going to be competing in the competition. He'll be judging with me. Walking around the competition, making sure that no one's cheating. And the beauty of a long smoke competition is that, if we think your pipe has gone out at any given time, Tim and I can both ask you to produce smoke.
Right.
Right. Which is a lot of fun. So, it's that thing. Imagine a small pipe shop cluttered with just a ton of guys. Everyone's having a great time. There's music, food, strong drink. Everyone's just having a good time heckling each other. And, if you give me lip, I might have to ask you to produce smoke.
Man.
Anyway, long smoke competition, November 6th at 6:30 p.m. You have to buy your ticket beforehand. The tickets are $25, and they're available at www.thecountrysquireonline.com. And if you're in anywhere in the Southeast, we'd invite you to come.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, got to make mention of this real quick. We do the show live, which is awesome.
Right.
And we've got people tuning in, watching us from CountrySquireRadio.com right now. And Brett Heinzer, H-E-N-I-S-E-R.
I think it's Heinzer.
Heinzer. Brett Heinzer is actually tweeting in right now, making mention of the fact that, my beard is gone. And I'm not proud of that fact, but it was kind of, it's one of these things. It was a failing of battle. As I was sitting there trying to groom my beard appropriately, I nicked too deep into one corner. A patch came out right before a large meeting, and I had to make the decision.
Well, Bo, this is my thing, and this is why I give Bo a pass. This is my good brother. If you are a live viewer of the show, you've noticed that over the past several months, there has become less of Bo.
Well, but also become a little bit more of Bo.
No. But on average, in general, there has become, in the last several months, there's become less of Bo. And so, as Bo has become more of a svelte human being, trimmed down a little
svelte?
bit.
Svelte? Okay.
I pulled out some vocab tonight, but a little trimmed down. Looking quite dashing, I might say. I think his wife would approve as well. You know, Bo has developed this jawline that we did not realize was still there.
He used to be crazy fat. You didn't know he had a chin. You thought it was just this thing that was on his neck.
And you know, it's funny, since he's lost the beard, I can see this jawline, and it's like, oh, Bo's lost some weight.
Yeah,
and I don't know, dude. I think you look good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I know Mrs. at the Real Bo York approves. So
she does. Yeah,
I'm sure the beard will come back at some point, but you're doing well.
It was rough for the kids. Actually, my youngest, when she did not know what to think of me when she's, because her entire
that's
life.
Right. I mean, she has not in any point in her life seen Daddy.
Actually, both of my kids
with a jaw.
Yeah. Man, that was a big moment for
that's
them.
Pretty weird.
Like, who is this man? What is he doing in our house? And what a great way to dive into today's topic. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's Halloween. And that means, yes, indeed, for the third year in a row, we are opening back our series To the Depths, our Halloween special, where in the past, we have looked at pipe-smoking villains. Now, as we noted on the last episode of To the Depths, there are not very many pipe-smoking villains.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked at going a couple different routes this year. I mean, one thing that we could have done and may do in the future is look at maybe cigar-smoking villains, because a lot of villains actually tend to smoke cigars rather than pipes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that.
The pipe is the heroes.
It is. We don't want to, you know, we have a lot of crossover folks, though, that do smoke pipes and cigars. And so we don't want to, you know, we don't want to poo-poo our cigar guys.
There's a lot of heroes that smoke cigars, too. But I'm just saying, per capita, most of the time, the villain is going and partaking of tobacco. They're either going cigarettes or cigars.
It's just a
fact.
This is science.
Science. But this particular episode of To the Depths, we thought it'd be kind of fun to basically, both of us had kind of a homework assignment.
Yeah.
To go out and find some sinister pipes.
I think we nailed it, too.
I'm really excited to talk about this. And it's funny, because I know with mine, you know, some of them were villainous, and actually some of them I just kind of took as villainous.
Yeah.
So I figure let's go one and one and one.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. All right, do you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I can go first.
All right, go for it.
Yeah, I've actually got a couple from the same carver, and this is a lot of fun. I'm sure if you're a pipe enthusiast and you've checked out, you know, just wacky stuff on the internet, you've eventually come across this guy. But a good listener of the show, new friend of mine that I got to connect with recently, Russ Hicks, it told me to check out a guy named Ollie Sylvester. And if you are not familiar with Ollie, it would behoove you to go to his website, oompaul.com. That's right. It's the shape of the pipe, oompaul, oompaul, .com. Ollie has some wacky pipes, Bo. He's got some wacky stuff, and it's fascinating because they're just, you know, there's some sinister ones, but then they're just kind of all over the map. And this one I'd like to point out to you now is just really fascinating. I'm going to show Bo this photo here of it. This is a pipe called the Knox Cornu. And as you can see, it's got a lot going on. This listed on his website. It's a $200 pipe. The Knox Cornu, I'm going to read the description that Ollie's put on here. It says, Latin for night horn, is one of a kind, Italian Mimo Briar, so you know it's the good stuff, real horn, real boar tusk, real antique horsehair. It came from an antique horse.
Yeah, one would imagine.
Delrin tenon and acrylic stem. The Knox Cornu comes in its own tattered glass front living cage. Will some of the antique horsehair singe? We can only hope so. Can you run a cleaner through the bowl which feeds into the tenon? Absolutely. Which, frankly, if you see this pipe, is quite remarkable.
Yeah, it almost takes you back a minute because the claw curls up towards the bowl. And at first, I thought that was supposed to be the stem.
That's a boar tusk.
That's incredible.
it's pretty amazing. So he says this beast is stamped with the monstrosity M and Knox Cornu. But Bo, how would you describe that?
I would think, if you think of just kind of this mutinous, almost alien pipe. Nowhere in civilized company would you ever see that pipe ever smoked.
Yeah.
This is something that is going down on some distant planet, or perhaps like on layers of the
like
Earth.
Like Nashville. Where the,
right, exactly. Where you know, layers of the Earth where the mutants have retreated for fear of being, you know, ostracized. I'm telling you, man, like there's fur growing out of this pipe.
Yeah, it is funny. He does admit that, the antique horsehair from the antique horse.
Yeah.
It could be singed while this pipe was lit and being smoked, and so and you could really only hope so, because the unique smell, room note, as it were, that would come from this pipe would be quite foul.
What an interesting idea. You know, I think about like Blackbeard. You know, back long time ago, we did an episode on pirates.
Yeah,
and we talked about
how was fun.
Blackbeard would actually take. I think it was like the cannon, the wick of cannons. What do you call them?
Cannon wick.
Sure, cannon wick, and actually like tie that into his beard and light it on fire.
Yeah.
So that it was singeing, it would singe his beard as it was lit, and he'd have kind of this plume of smoke always around him to kind of give them the appearance of the devil. And so I think about like if you had something of that nature, which I'm imagining this horsehair, where it's kind of curved over the bowl of your pipe and would occasionally light on fire and put off this just ugh. Yeah, not the kind of smoke you necessarily want, unless you really want burnt horsehair.
And by the way, Russ, who's listening live, reminds me that it's not Ollie, it's Oli Sylvester.
Fair
Oli
enough.
Sylvester.
Well, and Oompaw, if I'm not mistaken, Oompaw.com, they also have a podcast as well.
They
so,
do.
Yeah, check that out for sure. But yeah, really, really cool stuff. All right.
What do you have tonight, Bo?
All right, so here's the funny thing. I went based on the pipe and dive deeper into the carver. And in true Country Squire Radio fashion, I don't know how to pronounce any of these people's names. So,
yeah, people are super gracious with us because we just, man, we're just a couple guys from Mississippi that can't say nothing.
Well, this is why, this is one of those episodes where it's going to behoove you to be liking us on Facebook and checking it out after the episode goes live, because we'll have pictures of all this, including links to some of this stuff. But this is a guy, Serdet Vicari. And this is a pipe carver who, if you are online at all, or if you're on Facebook or any kind of forums, lately you have seen his work, if you're part of these different communities. Because he's been carving these pipes, these Lord of the Ring inspired pipes. He's got one that's Gandalf the Grey. It's got actually a tamp that's the top of Gandalf's staff.
Oh, wow.
Like you tamp it with, it's gorgeous. He's got another one that's Gandalf the White that he just recently finished. And also the tamp for that one is the staff of Gandalf the White's staff.
Okay.
You remember when he came back, it was
different. Yeah, it's different, right.
Yeah. So he's currently working on one, and that's the one that I'm kind of referencing today. He's currently doing one that's Smaug's head. And it's Smaug's head.
Smaug.
Smaug, specifically the movie interpretation of the character as portrayed by Benedict Cumberbatch. And man, this thing looks incredible. One of the things I love about this guy is that on the various message boards and Facebook groups, he's really good about updating with pictures and videos. And he's actually got a YouTube video out right now. And the detail, guys, I mean, I cannot describe it. The same thing with his Gandalfs as well. You think you're looking at Ian McKellen. You think you're looking at the character. It's just that good. I mean, it's absolutely phenomenal.
That's great.
So this beautiful briar pipe of Smaug, and like I said, I'll post that out.
I mean, I would run from that.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's the cool thing.
Yeah,
that's
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I love it when people get super intricate, and, you know, most of the time, it comes at the expense of practicality, but, you know, at some point, you are making a piece of art here. I mean, people buy pipes,
yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what, you know, we get this question a lot, right? Particularly, you know, those of us on this side of the tobacco counter, you know, what makes a $300 pipe better than a $50 pipe? Well, it's probably going to smoke better, because typically, you know, just as Oli, you know, said in his description of his pipe here, you know, he's using high quality briar. But look, this is a piece of art.
Yeah.
You know, people are pouring themselves into this deal and making sure that, you know, the blemishes are non-existent, and, you know, the stains are super high quality. And then if you're making the face of a freaking dragon on the front of your smoking device, I'm sorry, but it's gonna cost you more than a basket pipe.
Absolutely.
And it'll probably smoke sweet.
Oh man, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
So big ups to him. Love to get him on the show at some point if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Next, I have another one from Oli, Oli Sylvester. This is his Monster Maze. Monster Maze, the maze is spelled M-A-I-Z-E. That's a play on words. It's a maze, obviously, is a Indian term for what we refer to as corn. Right? And so this is a modified corn cob pipe.
No.
It's a modified Missouri Meerschaum pipe.
No.
If you look at it closely, you can see it's their freehand edition. And what he's done is pretty awesome. He's actually taken this coating that he's developed and put on the outside of this deal and made it with, like, all kinds of weaponry devices.
There's like spikes shooting up.
I'm gonna read Ole's description. He says, all Monster Maze pipes began as Missouri Meerschaum pipes, but are not outfitted with maimed stems, Delrin tenons, coated bowls, and unique number stamping. Proprietary Monster Mash coating and three wooden spikes for impaling. So the beauty of this pipe is it, you know, serves as a self-defense weapon,
right,
as well. All bowl spans are approximately 0.75 inches across. All bowl depths are approximately 2.25 inches deep. So, but basically, he's taken a corncob pipe from Missouri Meerschaum, the freehand, it looks like. This particular one, which is 3 of 9, is bent. And it's just, you know, you need a concealed carry permit to tote it.
I would imagine. Yeah, you're not getting through Homeland Security with that.
No, I don't think so.
And it's like charred and blackened.
Well, what's interesting, he says proprietary Monster Mash coating. What would be in that? I mean, what would you
it's
put?
It's proprietary.
It is proprietary.
Yeah.
I mean, that you know, but I mean, what it looks like there might be some road tar in there.
I mean, it looks, I'll put it this way. It's really good that when you're smoking your pipe, you're generally having a very thoughtful and respectful conversation rather than a
adversarial, maybe?
Argumentative,
right.
With a pipe, you're typically not going to end the night in blows. You're not going to end up in a fight,
yeah.
Which is good, because if you were debating or trying to fight somebody who was smoking this pipe, you would not be walking away from that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, it's got spikes on it.
Yeah.
And even the, you know, carver suggests that you can impale people with it.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's multifaceted.
Yeah.
Perfect for Halloween.
Absolutely. And, you know, for the last one, I think we kind of both wanted to bring up the classic Meerschaum skull.
Sure.
Right? Because, I mean, if you think about kind of a sinister or a Halloween pipe, I mean, there's a lot of great villainous and sinister pipes out there. But there's just something classic about that Meerschaum white skull. It kind of makes you feel like a pirate to some extent.
Yeah.
Or if you're a biker, you know, it's probably the one that you want to go for. And so, you know, it's one of those things, actually. I'd be kind of curious to see if you're listening right now and you actually have a Meerschaum skull, go ahead this week and send in your pictures of those because we'd love to see it. The great thing about Meerschaum is that as you smoke it more, it goes from that pure white into kind of that yellow and brown and darker and charred, especially near the top. And if you think about like a skull, you know, that perfect white skull that over time has been charred and charred near the cranium.
Near the crown of the skull, right.
I've seen some of those Meerschaum pipes that have gone through the ringer, those skull pipes, and they look even more sinister over time. it's a beautiful, beautiful, scary thing.
It is funny, like, we smoke out of these things. Like,
yeah?
Like, we put a plant inside these skulls and, you know, Smaug heads and horse hair adorned tusks from boar. And we smoked them. It's just, when you think about it, it's just pretty comical.
You know, there was one other one that I actually want to mention.
Yeah.
You remember when we were in New Orleans, Breyer got that, what was it? The long mortar pipe.
Well, it was a matching set of Lord of the Rings pipes. I think actually the one ring was actually embedded on both pipes.
It was so cool. Do you remember who those pipes were by?
I cannot.
Well, and we'll mention it in a future episode to be sure. But this one was kind of one that was like inspired by Mordor.
Yeah.
And it's just you want to talk about the pipe that a villain would smoke? That's the one. Now, I don't know what that says about Breyer, but it's a cool looking
came
pipe.
Straight from Mordor.
So we'll post out pictures of all these on our Facebook page. So check that out, and that way you can kind of see those. And then also, so we've got some tweets in, that people have been sending in.
Yeah, several tweets. Brian Levine, at my own opinion, he tweets in. Trevor Talbert is the master of Halloween pipes, and then provides a link there. Brett Henniser, is that right? Henniser?
That's what he said. Long eye.
Henniser.
Yep.
He says, you know, Bo, you do look great. He's just giving you a lot of little brother crap, which is very true.
Right on.
And he also tweets in a Tony Warner pipe.
Yeah, look at that.
Which is just really wicked. It's almost like...
kind of like cracked lava.
Yeah, like cracked lava, yeah. But with the, I don't know, maybe color of what you might think of the outside of a dragon or something. It's really something.
Yeah, kind of charred. And actually, it's paired up the stem,
yeah.
Which I'm guessing that's a lucite stem?
That would appear to be, unless it's just some crazy tricked out ebonite that is under some sorcery.
Well, it's beautiful because like you mentioned, the it's got there's cracks into the darkness that are kind of lit up red, and then the actual stem is kind of this
really
mixture
nice.
Of black and
it's
orange.
A nice bulldog too. I could actually see myself smoking that.
Yeah, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. That's actually probably what Smaug would smoke. Although I see Smaug actually smoking a church warden.
Why?
Because, like, he's a dragon. It would need to be long. You know what I mean?
Well, you know...
Like, you can't... Imagine that giant dragon with a tiny little nose warmer pipe.
Well, okay, that is true. You know those memes of the Tyrannosaurus Rex where
right.
this big old Tyrannosaurus Rex, but his arms are as long as, like, maybe a drinking straw?
Right,
you know?
Right.
So, I mean, he would have to have... You'd have to have quite a long pipe to reach down that far.
Yeah,
I would have to...
A T-Rex would have to have, like, a deep bend like crazy, too. Because it would have to go all the way... It couldn't just go all the way out. That would make it even worse for the... You know what I mean?
Oh, the poor T-Rex.
Poor T-Rex.
Oh.
That's why they went extinct. They couldn't smoke pipes.
Bless his heart. He could not smoke a pipe.
Wait, man. You know, one of the things that will make sure that you don't go extinct is to increase your knowledge. And one of the best ways that you can increase your knowledge is by heading over to Audible, audibletrial.com/CSR, to get yourself some audiobooks. In fact, if you go to audibletrial.com/CSR, you can get yourself a free audiobook, including things like classics, Dracula, Frankenstein. All of those can be found at audibletrial.com/CSR.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pipe question of the week.
Pipe question of the week this week is brought to us by Lane 1Q. Guys, we're really excited about this. We got a new sponsor for the show, and we want to tell you a little bit about Lane 1Q. You might not realize this, but a lot of Lane's blends have names of like letters and numbers that are all kind of mixed together. Lane 1Q, the meaning behind the 1Q, has been lost to time, but the taste is timeless. And we've actually got a 10 right here.
Man, it's so exciting to have Lane and the great folks at Lane on board. And obviously, 1Q is one of the most popular blends in history of pipe smoking. You know, it's just ubiquitous. It's everywhere, and people genuinely love it, and there's a reason why. I've got a beautiful tin of Lane 1Q, and a lot of folks don't even know that Lane, the 1Q, comes in a tin.
But, yeah.
It's very handsome. It's got some really nice kind of gold, plating on the top of it there. You open it, and Bo, give that a whiff.
Mm. Oh, man.
Yeah, there's a sense in which you smoke Lane 1Q. It's got the hint of vanilla. It's Virginia.
The first thing I was about to say.
It's Virginia and the toasted Cavendish, but... You know, the thing about it is it's a pipe smoker's blend. So it's one of those that, it's aromatic, but it still tastes like tobacco.
Yeah.
And you know that's what they were going for. So just real proud to have it on board. I know the shop smells great right now, and it's because I've been smoking this all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
awesome. We're proud to have Lane 1Q on board.
All right. So this pipe question was sent in to us by H. Mitchell, who writes in saying, "My primary pipe has cake from middle to top the bowl, but not much on the bottom.
Mm.
I try to smoke to the bottom every time, but I'm not sure why this is happening. Also, the cake is kind of loose and will flake off in chunks if I scrape with my tamp. Should I be concerned?"
You're not a failure, I promise. There are support groups for this. Like, please, you know, you're okay. Yeah, you know. Everyone gets bent out of shape, you know, at some point about the evenness of cake. And you've got those purists that are like, okay, you've got to smoke your pipe, the bowl all the way to the bottom to build very even cake. Everyone's got their own rhyme or reason for whatever. There's a lot of people that never get to the bottom of their bowl. And almost...
That was me for like a couple of years.
Well,
actually.
Yeah, no, that's fair. But even there are people that... You know, intentionally will kind of leave that bottom layer of tobacco almost to act as kind of a filter or kind of a thing for the moisture to collect in and pass through. And you know, the idea is like, why are you continually smoking your pipe if you're not enjoying the taste and the experience? So You know, there is something to be said for having a super even cake all the way to the bottom, but you know, it's not the end of the world if you don't. And frankly, like I mentioned, a lot of folks, you know, are okay with kind of having a nice cake built at the top. It's important to have cake at the top of your bowl. Mm. And the reason for that is that it's the most exposed to an open flame. Every time you light your pipe, you know, it's obviously at the top of the bowl. That is the hardest point on any smoking occasion for your pipe is the lighting experience. And so it is important to have good cake at the top of the bowl. You know, could you build some at the bottom? And, you know, would it help you to do that? Even if you are smoking your tobacco all the way to the bottom, you know, yeah, you might want to ream it a little bit to even it out. And then maybe, you know, you could do one of the tricks if you're an aromatic smoker, maybe put some honey in the bottom or, you know, something like that to build on some layers there. But don't grieve that, you know, you haven't built a completely even cake. You know, there towards the middle and the top, you know, try to ream it out occasionally just to have that, you know, dime to nickel layer that everyone always goes for. You know, as it regards to chunks kind of coming off if I scrape it with my tamp, you know, that's okay too, to be honest with you. Like, you want to build, you know, the key is to make it even. You know, you want it to be as even as possible. And I'm not talking about top to bottom. I guess I'm more talking about around, you know. So if your cake starts at the top and goes to the middle of the bowl, you know, make sure it's an even thickness through that range, and then, you know, make sure it's relatively smooth. And I think just keep trucking.
That's good, man.
That's my opinion.
Well, great question from H. Mitchell. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week, send it in, csr@podastery.com. That's csr@podastery.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
Quick fire questions come to us from our favorite resident Italian in Dublin. I'm talking about Filippo B.
Filippo
B.
He's our favorite resident Italian in Dublin, Ireland.
In Dublin. A resident of Dublin, but he is Italian.
Right.
We got to figure out a better way to say that. Italian
Dubliner.
I'm not even gonna.
No, don't. You'll make a fool of yourself even more than you already.
Well,
have.
I was about to say, what difference is that? All right. He sends in a couple for us, kind of from that are kind of inspired by his dual identity that he's living right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, wine or beer?
That's difficult, but I think on average I have to go with wine.
Yeah. Earlier in my life, beer. Lately, wine.
You're getting old.
Yeah, it's part of it.
It's good for your heart. It's good for your pup. I've been drinking more wine. That's what he says in The Godfather.
I don't know. There are more times a year I think I crave wine than I do beer.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is situational. I think on average, it's a toss-up. I have to go with wine.
Well, the other thing you have to consider, too, is we're in the south of these United States, and it's hotter. And so typically when it's hotter, you're going to go... beer is not necessarily what... is the best thing to cool you down.
Well, I don't know. It depends on if you are open to a cold, crisp, light beer.
Right.
And you know, that's the thing. A lot of our beer connoisseurs, they're, you know, love your, you know, your porters and your Guinnesses and things like that that have kind of that, you know, chocolatey, thick, creamy, you know, consistency to them. And man, I don't know. When it's really hot outside, like, I just want a Bud Light.
A Hefeweizen.
God,
actually.
People are like gonna, you know, murder me for that.
Yeah, I just won't even respond.
Don't mess with the champagne of beers. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, no!
It's Miller High Life.
I'm not even gonna go.
They call it champagne for a reason.
All right, coffee shop or pub?
Pub.
Man, lately coffee shop more. I mean, I guess
well, because you tried. You're like having work to get done.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get, you know, work done in a pub, but I mean, like, you know,
I can't remember the last time I've gone to a place specifically just for pleasure. Yeah, not work related in the slightest.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah, you need
a
vacation.
Yeah,
you need a vacation.
Wednesday, going to the pub.
Nice.
There we go. You can find me in the pub with a bottle full of bub.
What's the next question? You're such a goober.
All right. And for holiday, and understand from this European standpoint, he's saying vacation.
You're right.
In America, we would say vacation. Over there, they say holiday. For holiday, would you choose Italy or Ireland?
Ooh, this is kind of loaded too, because you're automatically going to make people angry. Okay, let's think. If I had never been to Europe before, okay, I would choose Ireland. because it's probably closer to my heritage, and I would like to see some of that countryside. I've been to Europe. I've done Scotland in particular, and a little bit of England, and so, you know, I'd kind of like to see maybe a different part of Europe. So if I had to make the decision now, I'd go to Italy, and take in just a lot of that, Renaissance and Reformation kind of art and history and all that kind of stuff. It's a tough call, but I think today I'd go with Italy.
Yeah, you know, kind of similar for me, but reverse, because I've been to Italy before.
Yeah, you've been to Italy.
And so I guess you could say that, well, that's the only country that I've ever visited other than Mexico and America. And so I guess my choice from that standpoint would be Italy, except my choice was actually Ireland. My wife's choice was Italy.
Wasn't that your baby moon?
That was the pre-baby moon.
Oh, the pre-baby moon.
Yes, we got pregnant there shortly after.
Whoops.
Italy is for lovers. Let's just put it that way. Look, I loved Italy. And honestly, we will go back again. Florence in particular.
Yeah.
Oh, gorgeous. But I got to say Ireland, because I would have chosen Ireland if she hadn't have chosen Italy.
Yeah.
And we've talked about it. The next country we go to is probably going to be kind of an Ireland, Scotland, England jump across. That's the goal anyway. So there you go. That's going fair. Ireland.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. Great quick fire questions. And if you would like to send us some, send them in to csr@podastery.com.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback this week comes from Daniel C. San on iTunes. He says, pipe therapy. After losing my position in ministry of 20 years through moral failure and getting a warehouse job to make ends meet, I discovered the CSR podcast. It was through my recovery program that I took up the pipe and has been an important part of my healing and restoration. Additionally, I am able to listen to an MP3 player at work and enjoy episodes of CSR on the move. During otherwise lonely times, these men have become my friends and have introduced me to so many wonderful products, people, and techniques. Gentlemen, thank you so much for what you do. The theological content has been very permission-granting for me, coming out of a position that forbade tobacco. In summary, this podcast is not just a show about pipes. It is making a difference in the lives by teaching people a more contemplative way of living. Man, what a great, honest, vulnerable, complimentary feedback. We appreciate that a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you really very much, Daniel.
To quote Andy Sandberg in his Nicolas Cage voice, that's high praise.
You're really doing this.
It is, though. It's extremely high praise.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. We're glad we could be a part of your story.
We love getting this kind of feedback from you guys. I mean, the iTunes reviews especially are a wonderful way to go out and really kind of help the show out. So if you have not done so already, head over to iTunes and write us a review. And hey, if you are not an iPhone, if you are an Android, you can actually find us on the Satchel Podcast Player. So do that. Check us out there. And actually, if you've never tried the Satchel Podcast Player and you're an Android user, now's a great time to try it out. So you can find that at satchelplayer.com.
Just checked out the new Satchel update.
Oh,
is that
goodness.
Right? And it's really
is
slick
that not
looking.
Gorgeous?
Yeah, it's really slick looking. Yeah. So if I were an Android guy, I'd be all over that.
Dude, we're really proud of it. So we do, by the way, broadcast this show live. We're not just about the podcast, although it's primarily a podcast. But if you wanted to, you could tune in live. And actually, if you were tuning into live tonight, you would actually see us here in the shop. You know, I'm curious to see. I'm putting this out there. Send us your feedback. What did you think of this episode? And go back, listen to episode 100. Do you even notice that big of a difference? What do you prefer? I mean, we really want to hear y'all's feedback in terms of what you guys enjoy the most. Because, you know, we're making this for you. So let us know what you think. And hey, you can let us know what you think by following us on Twitter. You can follow me at TheRealBoYork.
I'm at John David Cole. Or you can get us at the shop at _CountrySquire.
Of course, you can follow the show at Squire Radio, but all that information and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. You seemed like you had something you wanted to say.
Well, you know, it's just kind of nice. We're sitting here at this tobacco bar. If you're watching live, you're, you know, on the camera, and you're basically sitting maybe a little canted to the side, but you're basically sitting where, you know, someone would sit if they came in.
That's true.
To the shop and sat down here at the tobacco bar. And a lot of times
these mics are always here,
and they're literally always here, right? There's a guy behind the counter with a newsboy hat at any given time. It's just kind of neat to see. Welcome to your tobacconist. I like it.
Oh, this is great stuff, man.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Let's go have a night.
See you, brother.
Happy Halloween.
You've been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.